This is Business Rockstars, starting a business, finding the money, what you need to know to become a rockstar entrepreneur.
Zig Ziglar, he says, positive thinking will let you do everything better than someone that's thinking negative. It's true. Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars. We know we're broadcasted all over the United States, and we want to know about the local rock stars in your town and your community. Drop me an email, Ken at businessrockstars.com, because we want to feature them. We want to celebrate entrepreneurship because we get excited about it. I get really excited, like I said earlier, with a capital L-O-V-E. I love, love, love this couple. They are exactly who they are. There's nothing fake or poser about them. They are transparent and real, and they have a passion to see other people become successful. And Bonnie's doing this. Bonnie Harvey is joining me in the studio with her. I don't know. Is this your dad? Who is this?
Oh, come on.
Who is this? Is right here.
My main squeeze.
Michael Land. Hey, guys. This is awesome to have you guys come down here because generally you're up in wine country. And
yeah.
I have been to your place, and I understand why you never want to leave.
It's hard, isn't it?
There's no way you wouldn't want to leave.
We travel around the world. We come home. We go, why did we leave?
Because you got to get paid.
That's it.
You got to go do other stuff.
That's it.
What would you say, Bonnie, if someone had asked you, since Barefoot was 25 years ago, right?
That's when it started, yes.
25 years ago it started. You sold it about 8 years ago?
Something like that.
When someone says, what do you do now? What do you say?
Oh, well, we speak to students of entrepreneurship and also at conventions and businesses about being an entrepreneur, and also about putting the entrepreneurial culture in businesses.
Okay, you can't fit that in a business card. What do you say in a business card, Michael?
Put yourself in the other guy's shoes.
You don't say that on your business card. Do you really? What is it on your business
card? Speakers, writers, bloggers.
Ah, there you go. Because you have learned, you have gone through boot camp of business.
Oh,
right?
You bet.
And you've gone to battle, and you've won and lost some battles, but you've won the war.
That's right.
Do you agree with me on that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it was a long battle, though. We had the business for 19 years. So it was kind of like an overnight success story, but it
took 19 years.
It was a get-rich-slow scheme.
It was a get-rich-slow scheme. But here's the deal. People may not realize that Barefoot, which is Bonnie's foot, that's the logo, turned out to be the biggest wine brand in America.
The world.
The world. I like that. And I ask you often, what kind of business were you in? And you do not say you were in the wine business. What kind of business were you in?
Well, actually, Bonnie was taking care of offices for folks in the wine country, and I was helping them do things like subdivide their property, negotiate with the government, that kind of thing.
But you tell me that Barefoot Wine was really about distribution.
That's what we were doing before we started the Barefoot Wines, yes. It was distribution management. That's right.
But wasn't Barefoot Wine itself about relationships?
Totally.
Distribution?
Yeah.
Wine was just your product. But what you guys really did better than anybody was you know how to get the product somewhere, how to use it as leverage and currency, which to me is the best story ever. Do you mind if I go on that area real quick?
Okay.
Oh, sure. That's our favorite story.
Let's talk about how too many entrepreneurs are focused on dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And money is not what's going to really make things happen.
No.
Do you agree?
I agree.
Oh, it's personal relationships.
And it's personal relationships at every level. So many entrepreneurs, they fall in love with their product. You know, they see it on the screen. Everybody next to them loves it. But, you know, they actually can't get it to market.
Right.
Because they have to go through like 12 people. And each one of those persons, you have to have a relationship with. And each one of those persons has a different reason for loving your product. It has nothing to do with your product.
Nothing.
No.
And if you've done a great job, you could eventually sell any product or service because you have the relationships, right?
We say we could have been selling hammers.
You would not have been dressed this way if you sold hammers later on. Look at
we wouldn't have been having as much
I have my Oshkoshes on.
You look really good.
So and my tool belt.
Let's go back for the people that have not been exposed to your story.
Mm-hmm.
Where did Barefoot come from prior to it being Barefoot?
Well, it actually started in a laundry room when Michael and I took it over. And it was a label that we purchased from Davis Bynum. He had a product called Barefoot Bynum with a foot on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to a buyer because we knew nothing when we started about wine.
Nothing.
But we talked to a major buyer of chain stores here in California, and he said that he wanted the logo to be the same as the name. So a barefoot, that's how grapes were originally crushed to make wine. Mm-hmm. That's why we put the barefoot on our label.
Makes sense.
So we bought the rights to do that from Davis Bynum. But his product had been off the market for 12 years. So it was really a totally new product, a new label, a new owners, new everything.
I didn't know that it was dormant that long.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So what is that, just a high risk right away, saying I'm going to buy a dormant product?
Oh, no. We were starting over. We were starting with something new.
Okay.
It's just that we chose that label. So for that reason, we had no intention of picking up his business because he didn't have any.
He had nothing, right. But starting
well,
a business.
Well, we had nothing either, so.
But what amazes me, at least, when I hear the story is what you started, which became the biggest brand, you did all by hunting and pecking, and you didn't have a game plan, it seems like.
Yeah. Oh, we did. Our original plan was to bottle it up, sell all the wine in the chain stores, and then pay back the grower who was owed funds. This is why how we got started is we were helping a friend get out of a fix because he was owed money for his grapes.
Did that work?
Eventually.
Poor guy.
What's that mean?
But our first plan of selling it in the chain stores took 4 years or about there
years.
Before we got into the chain. So we had to sell in all the small markets first. And that wasn't part of our game plan. That was plan B.
That's what I'm saying. You had plan B and plan C that you were running off of. Again, if you want to find out more, people want to find out more, what's the website to learn more about your story?
www.thebarefootspirit.com. The Barefoot Spirit is the name of our New York Times best-selling book.
That's right. And you have also another book that's out, All Around the Entrepreneur Spirit. What's it called?
It's called The Entrepreneurial Culture, 23 Ways to Engage and Empower Your People.
Michael Holan, Bonnie Harvey is joining us right now from Barefoot. Well, they created Barefoot Wine. They travel around the world talking about entrepreneurship, inspiring entrepreneurs on getting excited from starting to growing to funding their passion into a real business. But okay, so let me ask, in a business, and you know my partner Maya,
yes.
We have very clear delineations of roles and responsibilities. And I learned a long time ago, if I stepped on Maya's roles and responsibilities, there was I had territorial disputes and I would lose.
Penalties.
Yeah.
Yes.
So did you right out of the gate know what your roles and responsibilities were, or did you kind of figure those out as time went on?
Well, we'd been together just over a year when we started doing business together. So we knew a bit about each other and what we were good at and what we weren't. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like just a natural process. I'd take care of the details in the office and the mm-hmm. back room stuff, and he'd go out there and be the front man and talk to the buyers and the distributors and that kind of thing. It was totally natural. I don't know that we ever discussed it.
So you, let me make sure, Michael, you were the show, and Bonnie, you were the business.
Correct.
Yeah.
I made it, and she spent it.
No, you have. I see you spend too. So right now, if you look back on Barefoot, when you started it to now, would you have changed anything?
We couldn't change anything or it wouldn't have developed the way it did. So in that respect, I would say no. However, we probably could have succeeded a lot faster had we understood more about business and entrepreneurship when we had begun.
And that's what we're going to do when we come back. Okay. So those things that you've learned in the past that you would apply now if you started a new business or you were helping out with entrepreneurs. You up for that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Also, we're going to learn a little about you also in a rapid fire 60-second question realm, which will alternate between answers. We're going to find out exactly what really makes you two tick. And then later on, PR Ninja style, we'll find out from Ben Cook. And by the way, we're doing mentoring rockstar style. Scott Page from Pink Floyd is going to be joining us in studio. You don't want to miss any of this. I'm Ken Rakowski and you're listening to Business Rockstars.
Rockstars, where we teach you what you need to know to become a rockstar entrepreneur.
Robert Klotsky, he says this, failure defeats losers, failure inspires winners. Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars every day, rockstars from around the universe. There's a big universe. They hang out with us here in our studios in Santa Monica, California. It's the epicenter of opportunity, and we learn from them what it takes to get everything going from starting to growing to funding their business. You're going to have a lot of fun today. Later on, Scott Page is going to join us from Pink Floyd. He's our mentor. And the Proteges were the finalists on America's Got Talent. They're sisters, and we'll find out what it takes to get them going. Joining me in the studio, they created the largest brand in the wine industry throughout the entire world. Bonnie Harvey and Michael Houlihan's joining us, Barefoot Wine. They travel the planet, and they talk about entrepreneurship. Their New York Times best-selling book, Barefoot Spirit. You can go online and order it. Actually, go to your website, I think they should go to, right? Website is?
www.thebarefootspirit.com.
So I learned something from, well, I learned a lot from you. You say www, and I was saying, that's so old school when they do that. But you realize that when you say that, people
perk up.
Well, they know that it's a website.
That's
so
it.
They start writing it down, knowing if you just say barefootspirit.com, it's like, oh, what was that again? I missed it. You prepare them.
Yep.
And it,
yes.
And I tell every speaker now, say www before you say it.
We learned it from you, Ken.
Oh, I thought I learned it from you. Okay, now I'm learning. I'm finding out. Hey, before we go any further, what I'd like to do is I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions, and I want you to alternate between answers. Until I ask you if one, I want you both to answer together. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And what I'll do is, I'm looking at the questions.
Is this like a game show?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and I'm going to ask Bonnie to start with an answer. Once she answers, you're going to answer the next question, Michael, and we'll just back and forth, okay?
Okay.
Sure.
So 60 seconds on the clock. Bonnie, the first question is this. If you could go anywhere, where would you want to go?
I'd want to go home and play with my kittens.
Michael, what was the last costume you wore?
Christopher Columbus.
Bonnie, what is the worst advice you've ever received?
Take no for an answer.
Michael, who is your favorite role model?
Elon Musk.
Bonnie and Michael, each answers, what is your favorite animal?
My cats.
Cats?
Cats.
Both are cats? Okay. Let's see, we're back to Michael. Michael, favorite TV show?
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. Bonnie, movie, what's your favorite movie?
I don't know. I'm stumped on that one. I saw Selma the other day. That was great.
Favorite? Okay. What do you guys eat for breakfast? Michael, Bonnie.
Oatmeal.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. I've seen that. on a scale of 1 to 10, Bonnie, scale of 1 to 10, how weird are you?
7.5.
Michael?
8.
8. And last one, real quick. What one word describes each one of you? One word would describe Bonnie. One word would describe Michael.
Inspirational.
Michael?
Intense.
Cats. You both pick cats. Seriously, favorite animal?
Oh, we love them.
Favorite animal?
When I was growing up, I thought I was going to be raising big cats.
Okay, so
as
cats.
An adult.
Three adjectives that describe cats. Bonnie?
Active.
You got to come up with your own words, by the way, Michael.
You mean I can't just copy hers?
No, you can't. Okay. You can't go through life copying.
Okay, Bonnie. Sure-footed.
Sure-footed, Bonnie.
Entertaining.
Mike,
tenacious.
Tenacious. Bonnie?
Lovable.
Curious.
So you've described yourself, right?
Yeah.
That's what
right.
You just did, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I love it when everyone goes, aha, that is me, right?
Yeah, meow.
Yeah. So we were going through this whole process. You started Barefoot almost 25 plus years ago. Massive success. I asked if you would do anything different again. You said, no, it's perfect the way it ended up. But moving forward, you would do things very differently, starting a business or helping somebody else with a business out, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So each one of you probably has different things that you would do differently now moving forward. Love to learn from you. If you're starting a business, let's not even pick a product because that doesn't matter. Do you agree with me on that?
Oh,
absolutely.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right? Doesn't matter.
Product or service.
It doesn't matter because the principles stay the same.
Right.
What would be some of the principles you would do moving forward that you either learned from in the past or you didn't do in the past?
Well, first of all, always put yourself in the other guy's shoes. You've got to find out where he's coming from or she and what their interests are, what their goals are, how they communicate. And you can only communicate with another person by understanding best how they communicate.
So you want to think, all right, so I'm in their shoes. I'm being sold to. Why would I want to buy this? Mm-hmm. Is that right. What you're kind of asking yourself?
Yeah. Exactly. And how would I like it?
Okay.
You know, how would I like it if I was on the other end of
being on the other side? Okay. Yeah. You have to really, and you do this often probably too, right?
All the time
All
now.
The time. No, now you do it. Michael, what's something else you would imply or do now in business?
I would take a really good look at the distribution system before I finish designing my product. because the distribution system has its own demands. And if you don't comply with those demands with your product and service, you're just not going to make it to market.
It's interesting. Hot sauce is really hot right now. I'm not sure if you know that. No, seriously.
Oh, sure,
it's a hot business.
You wouldn't want hot sauce in a 17-inch bottle because the shelves in America are only 16 inches tall.
I get it. That's a wine joke, bud. So hot sauce is hot. When someone says, oh, I'm going to do a hot sauce, what they should do before they say, I'm going to do is hot sauce, look at the distribution channel. If it is something that almost is impossible, maybe you're barking up the wrong tree.
Oh, absolutely. I see this all the time. We work with students and startups all the time. They're so in love with their product, they think that people are going to knock down windows and kick out doors just to get to them to buy their product. They have no idea what they have to do. They got to do the kicking. They got to do the running through those windows. And they've got to kiss everybody on the way. Make everybody happy.
Kiss them wherever, right?
Well, there's at least seven people. There's at least seven people with about three places to kiss. So that's 21 kisses.
Well, let's take a product that... I like that. Michael, were you drinking before you got here?
No, but I'm going to after the show.
You got some teas right there.
Yeah.
No, let's look at something. Because today, when you want... Let's do a balsamic vinegar or a hot sauce... Mm-hmm. Farmers markets have really become a great place to demo or test something. Do you agree with me on that?
Oh, absolutely. You can talk to the consumer. You taste them on their product. You can ask them what they think of the product, the taste, the package, the price, and you can ask them where they shop. You can ask them how they'd use your product.
And it's an inexpensive way to really demo test something, right? So you don't have to have it in a store where you have to physically buy your product from the store, because that's the case in most respects. So have you used farmers markets at all in the past?
We did a lot of tastings. We did wine tastings at nonprofits, community fundraisers, any kind of wine event. We got in front of our consumer as often as possible.
So distribution, Michael said. Bonnie, you said make sure you're on the other side. Okay, what's another thing you've learned from the past that you would apply today?
Well, the main thing is how to hire and fire people.
Yeah.
It's how to build a team. It's how to get everybody excited about it and know that they're working together towards the same goals.
Was the barefoot spirit of Barefoot Wine as strong as a brand inside Barefoot as it was outside Barefoot?
Oh, extremely strong, yes. And it was due to the team spirit and the people that we had working with us that made it successful.
So do you agree that 60% of a brand is actually internal? Does that make sense?
At least 60.
At least, yeah.
Right?
I'd say that's probably a low percentage.
It's a low percentage.
Well, absolutely, because if you don't have good good personal relationships with everyone that you deal with, then they're going to blame the brand.
Yes, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So as you now, again, are looking at the past and moving forward, certain things that didn't exist, like social media and all that, do you think that... And I just did a monologue prior to you coming in here. I think social media in some ways is a cop-out for people, meaning... I'd rather pick up the phone and talk to somebody or see somebody face-to-face than Facebooking them and messaging them. I think it's become kind of a lazy person's way of communicating.
It's rather antisocial because you're not really communicating all the expression in your voice or in your face. There's too much that can be read by being with a person in person, either through Skype, if you can do that, if you can't be there, or on the phone. That's much more personable. And again, that's how you develop personal relationships, which are the keys to success for any business.
I know you do use social media, Michael, but you don't use it as a crutch.